Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's clucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that to dawn.
Live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Take history. Take history, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode. What's today's date? Hear me out. What's today's date?
It's 6, brother.
October 6th, 2021. Y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Everybody know we locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio. We live intellectual radio. Call in at 929-477-3785. Y'all come on in. It's been a rough day. I ain't gonna cut up no corners with you. I got a little slight headache, but this coffee in it, you know what I'm saying? It's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Man, crazy. Free them all. Good to see y'all in the building. Got some updates and man, just I guess it's gonna be like a little venting, but also, you know what I'm saying, again, everything political. So y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Pull those windows up. Open them doors and let them know again we locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio. We glad y'all tuning in. 929-477-3785. Press 1. Do me a favor, y'all. If they're with me, better get a cub with me. Work with us. You know, a lot of people say, well, I didn't get the flyer. We're struggling for a climate. In which we can, I hate to snatch this time, but they probably snatched it from us. We can be all we can be. A lot of people say, you know, I say America got this, I say this system got this slavery thing down pat. This America, this system has this slavery thing down pat. I mean, this system has this slavery thing down pat. You got cats don't even know they slaves. Don't even know. I mean, Sun Tzu said the cardinal principle of warfare is to know thyself and know thy enemy. Harriet Tubman said she freed thousands of slaves and could have freed thousands of more only if they knew they were slaves. This man, Malcolm X, has said America's democracy is an hypocrisy. Man, they got this thing so cold. You cannot diminish or devalue such political lines as Black Panther Party, and we are fighting for the minds and hearts of the people. A lot of cats do all this reactionary rah-rah, you know, don't all this get out, you dig? Negating, you know what I'm saying, unable to distinguish a revolution from a war. You dig? I'm talking about, man, we talking about terms like politics. Let me deal with the basics. You know what I'm saying? Stuff, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes even myself, we make things for granted. People, you know, they and forgive me, y'all. I'm real conscious about, you know, what stuff I have around me. You know what I'm saying? But let me try to have this, doing no commercials for that, you know, nobody else. Politics, man. I mean, essence, it's life and death. How you view it, survive with these food, clothing, and shelter. And how you see it, how you view it, how it comes to you. And doctor said, well, you know, we know what I mean. Or terms, words, fashion, everything is political. It could be technically speaking the same dynamic, same entity, technically speaking. And something that many of us negate to acknowledge, and it's intentional, is politics. And I know a lot of people's minds are going to death of electoral politics. These slaves, man, they have worked up such a number on our on the community, on people in general. Bill Maher said on Politically Incorrect Show, he's talking about how throughout the world, America is viewed as the most dumbest populace in the world. There was a time, even like under tenure, Hugo Chavez, when it was not uncommon to see people having conversations about the Constitution. You dig? You know what I'm saying? In Cuba, healthcare, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like second nature, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just be upfront about it. Then there are certain locations it's brutally acknowledged about the race question. And gender, different dynamics that you have to be hesitant on how you touch it because this system has worked such a number. They tell you, don't even, you know what I'm saying? Don't even, people got to even get, I mean, in fact, man, on certain times, you calling right now. Man, it's, man, listen, we want to, seen a post of the comrade Daphne posted, said something about her daughter. I asked her what she was doing last Wednesday. She said, same thing I've been doing for the last 6 years on Wednesday. Free them on radio. There's certain, man, the late, great Nipsey Hussle talked about when he was able to go back to his homeland. Touch back down. But it's not only, and it's not in a subjective sense, just with his father. It's muted. Oh, damn. Here we go. You don't hear me. See, let me see what's going on, y'all. Let me try this. Let me go back on Instagram. Thank y'all for getting me here. Hold on. Am I, can you hear me? Y'all hear me on live stream? Can y'all hear me? Let me know, somebody let me know. Go ahead and type the number in for me. 929-477-3785. Then press 1.
I hear you.
I'm on. Now, what about this? They got me on the Instagram. Let me try this ear pod. This is something new to me. I really don't. It was my phone, Instagram. Okay, I'm trying to come back on Instagram live. Can y'all hear me on Instagram? Let me know on Instagram if you can hear me. Okay, you hear me now. If you lose me, y'all put the word start coming to the YouTube channel. Live Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Come to live on Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Matter of fact, subscribe to it. Tap it. Press the like. Whatever they be saying, all this stuff is new to me. You know what I'm saying? Tap that. Come on with that. Come on to the YouTube channel also. I'm trying to get into a groove with this here thing, man. I guess, man, it's been a rough day. What was I at? I think I was talking about this. Even like people say, "Well, you didn't call me." About Wednesdays, if it can come to, I mean, we have to fight so many different dynamics. Like, you know, in particular the counterinsurgency. You know what I'm saying? Sites going down. You name it. Stuff you take for granted. So help us out. You know what I'm saying? Because again, remember certain things to be on automatic drive. You know what I'm saying? This is we have Freedom on Radio. On Wednesday, 6:30, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we can't control everything. And we acknowledge that. That's one of the, it's humbling. It's embarrassing being oppressed. But one of our pros and our cons and our strengths and our weaknesses is acknowledging it. You dig? And we fight for the minds and hearts of people. Say, why people don't do it? You fight against so many ideologies. We're telling you, saying something, and you got other contingent factors saying, no, you free. You control it. Even you, I mean, in negating basic contradictions, in this country in particular, such as race. Oh, I grew up, my mother and father told me I can be president of the United States one day. All this man did this here. God, I mean, the real conversation of, I mean, what price? I mean, how the system vets individuals? Ain't no the vetting process and who they make, who they break. And I'm struggling, you know what I'm saying, to be real careful how I lay out certain things, because reality is, in the words that Jack Nicholson's character in the movie A Few Good Men, can't handle the truth. And brother called me the other day. He said, man, he had this sister on the phone. She was breaking down all this stuff, but she works at a big corporation, so on and so forth, and she acknowledged, she came and watched. She said she's the only black woman, you know what I'm saying, on a board. She, you know, she makes sure she speaks plus for, you know, the women are represented, so on and so forth. And within 2 seconds, the question of race was out the conversation. And she said she cannot watch Judas and the Black Messiah. And we want to get, you know, and so maybe you're too busy. We have to be honest about this here. What does this trigger? This cat I was talking to 2 days ago, known for years. He's a coach, and I'm not going to cut no corners with nobody no more. Man, I ain't been cutting them, but I've been trying to go step by step. But it's toxic for me. Understand, it's toxic for me. I told him. He was saying certain things. I come on and say, hold on, I'm not honest. He said, man, how are we going to stop all this killing? What about us killing each other? I said, who said that I said that it's us doing the killing? Oh, you know what I mean? Listen, man, just like you, your temple, your body that you talk about, you know, what foods and herbs you put in your body, you have to respect the fact that it's certain political, my politics, you're not going to feed me no political slop. I'm not even eating. I told some organizations, just like y'all don't eat the pigs, we don't deal with pigs. That seat, did it here. It's a political line that I'm fearful of continuously. Like, when you have like sexual relations, you know, you pick up, you know, y'all exchange energy and different dynamics. So when you engage in constant dialogue with certain individuals, you have nothing else with not skin follicles with. It rubs up on you, and you keep hearing certain nonsense over and over. You run the risk of that shit making sense. You run the risk of that shit making sense. I don't take for light the politics, and it's a blessing and a burden to be on with this shit. It calls questions that many of us do not want to know. We're heightening the contradictions. Are you sure you want to do that? You know what I'm saying? And I have been reminded case after case I'm forced to. Just today. Simple things like going to fill out a form. And I go through certain procedures. I tell people, I say, I'm doing this for you. They say, what do you mean by that, champ? I said, Richard Pryor had told his bodyguard one time. Comedic genius Richard Pryor, who was impacted by the Black Panther Party. I said, see, I was telling the kid, you can't talk about individuals like they out of a vacuum. Go read Revolutionary Suicide. I mean, it's UEP Newton so objective. He could put in context his lineage, how he was impacted by that. Many people with a race arrogance or a particular class arrogance come like the world just started with them that day, negating different dynamics, how we view skin tone, how we view size, how we view gender. Everything against political. Comedian Gene Richard Pryor, bodyguard, said, told him, man, Eddie Murphy loves you. Richard Pryor couldn't figure out what gave him the impression of this. And the reality is, it was the people have to ask themselves, when you come with these illogical, when you say stuff like, you know, that we do this, I mean, black folks do all the killing in Chicago, and then, you know what I'm saying, and you tell your child, you too can become president. When you regurgitate this ruling class rhetoric, you sometimes, oh, y'all was wrong. No, do some deep thoughts and ask yourself, what made me carry this bucket of bullshit? What made me carry, what, from generation to generation? When we pass this nonsense down, you know what I'm saying, and with a confidence, you take the magazine that said Eddie Murphy to the Rich Pryor. Rich Pryor said, oh, but you found me. You've been on point. Have you given you that impression? Rich Pryor said, let's go for a minute. They went to Eddie Murphy's house. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring you a picture right now. I got to call you back. Call in. 929. Hold on. I'm going to call him back. Yeah, what was that, Mr. Conway? You was about to say something?
You were breaking up, Brother Jim. On your last few statements were choppy. Your last few statements were choppy. You were breaking up.
Okay, what about now?
Hold on. Okay, I can hear you now. It's now.
I got to call you back. I'm on the radio station live. I'm on the air live right now. I got to call you back. Hold on. Okay. That's his brother, Wallace Davis. We're going to talk about low sound again. I'll be damned. Can't make this shit up. On Instagram, these motherfuckers, man. Man. can get. When you talk about it, let me know if y'all get my Instagram. When you mention us in history, when you talk about the work that we've done, when you talk about our programs, don't talk about it in a vacuum. When you say we had the Triple C program, you make mention about the Hampton House doors being kicked in. You make mention about, you know what I'm saying, you say about the Freedom All Radio, you mention about the sound constantly going out. This is, these are important points to place and put in context. When you talk about the Black Panther Party and what they did, go look at 1969 alone. Don't go past 1969. Look at 1969 in Chicago. I ain't talking about the whole state of Illinois. I'm talking about the, in Chicago, the amount of arrest they were subjected to. See, this is important to put in context, to really have an objective analysis. You know what I'm saying? For all this, we doing this. This is to put in context the attack. And you know what I'm saying? Because, again, the degree of who you are and what the attacks you're subjected to. We can get, man, a little Panther Party, man, look at the time, the period of time that Chairman Fred had to get down. Go look at it. Go. I'm not going to do the math for you. That's, go look at the man. People say, I didn't believe you were 21 years old. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you, man, cash was clear. We got to move fast. You go look at pictures like, man, man, they moving, they, man, they get up, their heads nappy, they do a program. Man, they was, this, it was, the, man, they, the draft, go, I'm going to know the draft, what the draft is. They was coming to get you. Not, man, you want to fight for this motherfucker. You are going to fight for the United States. You, I mean, mother's coming and telling you, yeah, we kicking your ass on Monday, but you are going to fight to defend. You are not only the country under attack. No. We going to take some more motherfucker shit. And you know what we done to you. You gonna go to Vietnam. Those same tactics we did, we're going to let you borrow this uniform for a minute. You're going to employ that shit on some more motherfuckers. You're going to get a breather of fresh air. Then when you put you back on the case, meritorious manumission. Y'all know what that is. That's during chattel slavery, where the master would give you a certain amount of leverage. You can get your freedom papers by going to catch another a runaway slave with Texas, say, okay, you get a little free. They telling you, you long as you get out on that motherfucker, you get a breather, and you come back to Shane Nelson, the same shit. I knew a guy locked up with me, he out now. He showed me all his Army records. He was in the United States Army fighting for the America. He was controlling the tanks. They had a position that you say, I ain't know they let black people even get around. And then he said the thing, when he got back in the country, he had came, are we good? We good, sis? Okay, all right. When he came back in the country, they had attacked him in his house. He defended his family, the wife and children. He gets locked up. He was locked up. We're going to talk about, I had a comrade do some situations today, but it's part of his political education. I was struggling with him. I said, a lot of times people say, Chairman, why you let people, I said, listen, man, I relate to what Malcolm X has said. He learned American history through his ghettos and through his prisons. It ain't no nice educational process. Grasping, coming to conclusions. Assad Shakur said the most adamant of revolutionaries seek some sort of like hope that this, you know, that this can be all right. That we can, you know, so we can make it in this thing. You know what I'm saying? You at the time, you, this system is like the welder. You know, see, like that's a nice How did that horseshoe just get like that? How did that piece of steel get like that? It was the whole, the burning, the water, all that. Or what it's making, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's done to people, it can pass down from generations when you were attacked. You know what I'm saying? That's what, and some of us, they, you know, not to, you can, that's, and just attacks alone ain't going to do it, because some people can get attacked to the point that they redirect, they see each other is the ones responsible for it. We got to heighten the contradictions, man. I'm going to tell you a few things down today. Talk about, I lost my point. Let me go back to my point. Contradictions. Minister UEP News said contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. Some forces have seen some old prison photos of me. They say, damn, champ, you've been going through this a long time. I said, yeah, and imagine the damage. Imagine, think back at the stuff the motherfuckers bring to me. You know what I'm saying? And when you subject them, all you see was, I just wanted this, I just wanted this. And you, you know what I'm saying, the burnout, you know what I'm saying, the time, it's like, you know what I'm saying, you like, man, like you hopped in an Uber. And you say, man, why your car tripping? All I want to get is ride down the block. Negating all the times this car been riding all day. You know what I'm saying? And add to that, ain't no personal benefit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you know what I'm saying, for the individual. This, man, this ain't like, it, I mean, ain't no, no, no. Man, like I say, my sanity is at stake, if nothing else. I was talking to this, again, back to this cat, this, he was, everything he was giving about him, even his words, how he done this, and he couldn't even watch do this in the Black Messiah. And that's not the major trip. The major trip is other people not acknowledging why he came. Or, man, maybe he, you know, blah. And as opposed to us coming to grips with this here, how, you know what I'm saying, this, just a certain, it's like a airborne disease. You open the top, you know what I'm saying? It upsets the whole facade that people have been, you know what I'm saying? And the odds, and sometimes that shit can go for a certain amount of time. But you can't pass that shit. It's like carrying a bucket of water. By the time it get down, you know what I'm saying, to the end, you say, damn, we got to put the fire out. How are we losing water? I'll give you a better example. In the movie American Meat, you got cats in prison cages, and they passing a bag of dope. That's a better analogy. They got a balloon of dope. Dope. That came through horrid conditions. That's been smuggled up in motherfuckers' ass up in prison. God, different motherfuckers done touched it. Motherfuckers done had to shit it out. It's going through pipes, tunnels. It's nasty. It's stinking. And now they're trying to get it, and they're trying to, it's going through, it's making it this far. And you know what I'm saying? This American dream that motherfuckers, that they passed down, why I made it, because well, grandma and grandpa have done this, and they, this slave story that can handle, that got past one part of the prison, you know what I'm saying? And you think you're doing something slick, but the guards know, because they need that dope in here. It's part of the ecosystem for the plantation to move. But they go along with the routine, and you go to college, go along with the facade so you can be. A lot of y'all are used body salesmen, not used car salesmen. You take this and you go sell it to some more motherfuckers. I bet you when they was kidnapping the Portuguese, the Spanish, the English. I bet you, I look at chattel slavery all the way, the more I experience, the more we learn. I guarantee you, they were taking some motherfuckers back on the boat, the slave boats. How you know, champ? Dialectical materialism. Dialectical, I study what's happening today. They said, what you doing? Some of the reactionary slave owners, what you taking the boat back, or taking, what are you doing? That's my best bucks. And witches, that's, man, I need, what you doing with him? You know what I'm saying? He plays the good time for the other slaves. Where are you going with them slaves? He's telling them, man, be cool. You reactionary. I got this. So the other slave master probably, man, I can't believe this dude is taking my slaves. And he looking, he said, is he going back? He going back past that. All I know went through to get these slaves over here, past sharks and shit and pirates, and these motherfuckers, rebellious, mothers are fighting. He taking them back over. He telling them, be cool. Look, don't trip. Look what drugs I took. And he pulled back. And then some of them, the slaves, my mother said, man, where we going? He pulled back up. He said, this is where it took us from. The coast master, you ain't taking us back. No, he telling them, be cool. Don't fret. I need y'all to go out there and win the rest of them. Tell them what's going on, how great it is over here. Tell them about, you know what I'm saying, how Miss Antry, tell them about the Mealy, you know what I'm saying, that's just something that's great over here, you know what I'm saying. Tell them, I need you, some of them are fighting this. I need you to go, tell them that you got the same land, you came from the same tribe as them, you know what I'm saying, and this is, you know what I'm saying, how we got to do this. Use body salesmen. Go, like, catch, you know what I'm saying, bring some, go over there like that and catch them, like they, and bring some more back. You pull it back over. Dude said, I'll be damned. You ain't have to. How you get all them? I tapped into their emotions. I sent some of them. Ain't you your family, same family members? I got them to resell that snake oil again. Because they went bad for me. It went bad for the Portuguese directly. They resell it. Motherfuckers resell this shit to generation after generation. Damage. Pass this shit down like it's fine China. Mother talking about generational wealth, not generational damage. Comedian genius Richard Pryor said, come on, man. Back to those who just, for those who just tuning in. Because you done read these stories about how Eddie Murphy loved me. Now, Richard Pryor trying to figure out, he trying to say, what frame of reference you got this? You see how this dude ain't deal with his own biological brother, but somehow this great leap of him, the average for me. Let's go with this here. This man, Richard Pryor bodyguard, so they go to Eddie Murphy house. They waiting downstairs for 6-7 hours. Richard Pryor look at him like, yeah, you ain't clear yet, huh? And it's messing dude up. He doing this hype to show him. This is, they know, they can see in him. Even though Richard Pryor himself, he tried, he said, man, I'm going to try to do the thing like Bill Cosby. I'm a dress like dude. I'm going to do the safe way. And it was just, whatever dynamic, it could have been a situation that happened on the streets of Peoria, at the brothel, anything could have happened, they can tap into. So this is a different dynamic. This ain't no Bill Cosby nigga here. Then dude say, he remember on the set of Harlem Nights. He say, man, them people had put Eddie Murphy like he was over this whole thing of all these greats. And that's necessary. See, imperialism, people say, we all make it. Ain't no we all making this system. Go look at the nature of this system. It's the movie James Brown. James Brown smelled it. When that dude came and said, man, I like y'all, man, but James Brown said, oh, you ain't got to explain. I know what time it is. I smelled this before in the boxing ring. My mother, a lack of mother. I know what you're talking about, Pop. Some of the white dude. I know what time it is. Cut him off. No, you got to cut. I'm acknowledging. And that's a dynamic. That's the nature of imperialism. It's not an aberration. It's the nature of it. Dude say, but all the greatness, all the talent was happening over off the set with Richard Pryor, Red Fox, and dude, they took him, you know what I'm saying, they had him disconnected. It's like a case in London right now in London. They have, this white lady been visiting this gorilla to the point for 4 or 5 years consistently. She don't visit no other gorilla. She constantly visits them. They say, man, we talk so much strange. She blow kisses at them. They talk so. The gorilla that she visits, and I'm using that term loosely, has lost the ability to even relate with the other gorillas. Now when he come right to the door, he don't even, his smell is different. He don't even like the food of gorillas. He can't even, you know, say his survival skills are gone. So now they're cutting him up. Now, I don't y'all hear me. Now they saying you got to cut them off. She can't visit no more. But all this, he has been gutted. This fish has been gutted. He said, man, you got to go back in the water now, man. He like, my gill's gone. All that. I disconnected from my family, my people. I was accepted inside the aquarium. I tried to duck up the fish thing. I tried to hang with the goldfish. I tried to eat the fish food. I looked down on the other fish and that. Oh, the worms! They eat that stuff up the bottom of the sea. I could not. I said, yeah, my colors are different than gold. I tried to blend in with them. I got the aquarium, and I kept on taking water, and I kept trying to wash the fish scales off. It lost all ability to connect with fish. Now you say, man, we got to cut them off. And that's what this is. And he said, man, cut them off. Then the Savior might come in. The Savior might come in. And he built them up. You ain't fool with other fish. Some fish and gorillas. Whatever you want to do this here. We don't have no water for you to go back into. Because them fish over there really don't, the fish don't fuck with you, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been walking, going past the real uppity around here, man. We had something close to water. Whatever, with the fish, like, whatever, man, whatever. I need to get something, man, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Ideally, I would like to get back to the fisherman. You know what I'm saying? That's the dream. If you can give them direct land to master, that's the, have you seen any other fish? Come on, hang out with, well, I seen a fishing pole, I seen one of the things in the back of his truck. You thought that was a real fish? Okay, I can't get close to master, can't get the fishing, what can you give me? You said I can't be around the water either, huh? Now, this substance here is liquid. Okay, man, that's cool, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Whatever, that's cool, GMO, organization, I don't care. You ain't a Black Panther Party, I'll take anything, shit, black suits, anything. I don't care. I'll go for anything, you know what I'm saying? Because it's cool, because it's messing somebody else's legs. It's cool. It's liquid. I'm not tripping. Whatever, man, it's all the same, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping. Whatever. Well, it's not the Black Panther part. Whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, they really not. This is a state made. Oh, man, we all the same. We're not tripping. Liquid is liquid. But we cool with that. Okay, all right, okay, bitch. Be cool. We got you. Be cool. With a protest, well, man, let me just call the water. Hold on, you can put in your you the kingfish, a queenfish. You whatever your mind. You are at all this. You in the Atlantic Ocean. All, whatever you say it is, you can say what it is. So don't trip with it. You that's the Black Panther Party. So big in your mind, the world revolves around you. Now. Back to this liquid. Come on, man. All right. Don't trip off that sign. Don't trip off the warning signs of these individuals saying, playing with the Black Panther Party name or playing with Chairman Fred Hampton's name or playing on people's legacy. Don't trip off that. Don't dismiss it. I'm not tripping, man. Long as it does not impact me. This is me. The kingfish. Yeah, fill them up. Kingfish, queenfish, well, you. Don't trip off that. There's liquid now. Don't trip off that. What is that? Don't trip Crisco, Wesson, nothing. That's me. Your words don't mean nothing. Don't trip off that. You can man, it's a little warmer than the water that you deal with. It's the warmer, this different liquid, that's a warmer. Now hop your ass in that fish grease. They bogus. Oh, this bogus, man. They frying them, they frying me, they frying us. Oh, they bogus. Man, this motherfucker, who bogus? Man, this motherfucking fisherman, now put me in this motherfucker. Man, this system bogus is what? You mean to tell me that this motherfucker who over there who got fish smell all on him, got fish balls laying all around, who knocked up whales, tuna, big tunas. You got to be jiving me. He got you in some hot fish grease? Well, what the audacity. Now they bogus. Touching on different points. We need y'all. Here's a couple of PSAs, people service announcements. I stress terms about logos and everything, and terms are important. We got an event. We need y'all. We need all hands, all paws on deck, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. We're going to be installing the People's Bench. People's Bench, up and ending with the community refrigerator. We're getting ready for the big day, October 15th, the 55th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. We need y'all on deck. This Saturday, then put on your calendars, October 15th, 4 o'clock p.m., it's going down. Also, we need water donations dropped off. The Justice for Nicholas Lee campaign. They're in Stateville, which we call Deathville. Stateville, I ain't talking about the cross seas, I'm talking about goddamn man in Illinois. Stateville, ain't no water. Let me repeat that, because some people say I be talking a little fast. No water. They have the state, the administration has it set up where they are bringing the prisoners are getting three, if that, plastic bags back to the fishing, goldfish bags of water. Bringing the goldfish bags of water to a prison. This is for everything. Man, the water is straight orange. Now, I don't know if these guys, the prison population is GDs or BDs or Stones or Vice Lords, MCs or Latin King, whatever. I don't know if they Capricorns or Virgos or Aquarius. We talking about water. I remember being in Stateville when guards would walk past the catwalk and laugh at us for drinking the water because it was designated, it was in paperwork by the EPA, that's the Environmental Protection Agency, that the water was too toxic to drink. It was documented we were getting bone scarmosa or something like this. It was cases when guys would do prisons and walk out that jail, get released, get Stateville, and die at the door. Bones aching. I'm sure me and a whole bunch of my motherfuckers got that. She ain't no telling. Bones scar. I'm saying a word wrong. This is documented. This over 20 something years ago. This was going on right now. We need water. We got Sister Jarvis some water before. I can't remember call her name right now. We going back down there. We also working on headed to your cousin stays, dude. We need you. We going down there. See, we hiding in the contradiction. We know this system is perfectly capable against the water, but you know what I'm saying? But we got to heighten the contradiction with this here. You know what I'm saying? We headed down there. We also going back down to Louisiana. Take some survival needs. The Hampton House. We had the Hampton House for Haiti campaign. You know what I'm saying? We got the Hampton House for Louisiana. We're taking some food supplies and women's products and clothing down there, and then we also going to Chairman Freer's grave in Haynesville, Louisiana. We're looking at that, you know what I'm saying, I think Saturday evening. We got that confirmed by tomorrow. That's Stateville. You know, I'm going to check up on that, you know what I'm saying. Go to Sister Cassandra Greer Lee's page, you know what I'm saying, or Dr. LaShawn's page and see what's going on, you know what I'm saying. With that, we headed down now. Days rough days, still dealing with a headache on a few things, man. But We're looking on time, 7:20. Okay. Louisiana, you can drive there. You can drive there. Okay. Well, we actually got a brother. We got someone with the CD. We got someone with the CDL license. But we need you in the future for future references. We need you with the CDL license. That was a holdup for us. Yeah. With the CDL license. Yeah. So, Conway, we got any callers in queue? I'm going to the Dave Chappelle summation. I'm going to call us up.
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Brother Shorty. Thank you. Free them all.
Free them all.
What's
let
up, buddy?
Before he come on, let me preface with this. I'm so self-critical, man. I ain't got that piece done. Ain't no excuses. This brother here is an inspiration. This is short body, hard worker, man. Ain't a dope man. Bought books. He come, man. He go, man. I don't care what set. I'm talking about, man. I don't care what hood. He in it until he touching down. I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir.
Phenomenal. Now again, I feel bad. Ain't I'm gonna do. I'm get this piece done for you, show body man. Man, he come and think about it. Okay, well, this idea, and don't procrastinate about it. He run it. Okay,
yes,
show
sir,
body, welcome to Freedom All Radio.
Man, blessings, big bro, man. Thank you so much, man. You know, it's about love, man. It ain't about nothing but love, bro. I want to get some emphasis on a couple of things, man. I want to apologize for not being on the show last week, too, man, because my dumb butt had the schedule wrong, because at one time y'all did the show at 10 o'clock at night one day. I think it was the week before last, y'all did it at 10. So I figured y'all going to do it again at 10. I messed around and waited till East West Coast time and called in too late, bro. So that's how I was on the first show. But check it out, man. I want to say rest in peace to DBK, man. You know what I mean? I want to say rest in peace, man, to
my
man, DBK.
Man. Yes, yes.
They're having a thing for him Saturday, man. But Moobu and them, they're having a thing for him Saturday. We posted it up. We've been posting it up all week, but I posted it up again later on after the show. I'll let y'all know to go on my page and check out the flyer. They're having another thing for him Saturday, man. The time and date and everything will be on Saturday for DBK. Bro, I want to talk about what you said earlier. You said about the used body salesman, man. You know how they have people come talk to the people to convince them to get tricked into the bull crap, right? The bullshit. And I want to talk about how, man, you know, like, it's important that what I learn when I came back to the crib, man, it's important for us to get in tune with the younger generation, man. The younger generation, they need us, bro, and they want the guidance. It's more about us reaching out to them and working with them at the same time, man. You know, the young guys, man, they lack a history, man. They don't know the history about, like, they don't know about Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. You know what I mean? They hear about Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford, and all these other guys, but they don't know the history behind how they got took down and why they got took down, so they won't be able to honor what's going on with the real OGs out here right now. They tried to break the generational cap with separating the OGs and the kids. And the OGs are being able to teach the young kids what we know by putting all the drugs and dope in the hood. You know what I mean? Saying that to say, a lot of the young guys, the kids, they don't know what happened to the OGs, why we became hypes, why we became criminals, what influenced us to do it. You know what I mean? They don't know that about the trap that we were set up as. So saying that to say, when I was in the hood and I ended up talking to all the young guys, I call them young guys, and I found out that they don't know the history of what made the hype? Why all the guns out there? Why the OGs ain't being able to help them? Why they not listening to the OGs? And why they not doing? And by them not knowing that, that's what the rebellion started in that. So what I found out was once they started learning the history, which I was out there teaching them history, telling them why the hype became a hype. Well, what happened to the OG that was real powerful out there that could help you with the knowledge that could help you be a man today? Why do you look at the OG that's talking to you down on them now because of this trap that he was set up in? They don't know these things. They just think a dude is out there smoking crack. Or he used to be a hero. Now he's a zero. He out here smoking crack, but they don't understand the trap that he was set in. What type of example he was made to be for them that separates the OG from the young guys of the day. So saying that to say, in order for us to break these chains with the young guys, I had talks with the young guys and the OG at the same time. And what our solution is about us teaching each other about what's going on with each other instead of debating and trying to demand respect from each other. You know what I mean? It's been that big battle amongst the OGs and young guys, you know what I mean, and the kids. Once the communication is broken, which was done when they took when they put the crack in the hood and helped destroy the strong men that was going to be able to help these young guys not be the gangbangers they are today, not be out here like that. They were understood why they are killing each other like they are today. And when I'm in the hood, and I'm talking to the BDs, the GDs, the Bloods, and the Crips, and I'm conversating with the young guys. I really don't like to talk to the OGs at our ages and all that because they already got their minds set up. They already got their ways. But in order for us to have them shorties get the message of Fred Hampton, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and a lot of other Hood Hope Movement, a lot of other organizations that's out here really for the people, in order for them to get them words, and for our mission as who we are today, our help needs to come from the young guys. All these OG dudes and all that stuff, they got their own ways already set. So we have to start communicating with them and then have them helping us with our mission and involving them in what's going on and not separating them from that. So that's one of the big things I learned in Chicago what we had to talk about when it comes to that, big bro. And then also,
I want to say even
one more main thing I want to say before I go. The main our worst enemy, man. What I found out was traveling the country and working within the community with the guys. Our worst enemy, man. It ain't the white man. It ain't the color. But it's our own. I call them satisfied niggas. We got a lot of satisfied niggas out here, man. And they out here. They ain't out here for the people, man. You know what I mean? We got too many people that's in position of authority to make moves for the people that ain't making them. They got the power, they got the money, and they got the information. You know, and they had the information from the people, and they don't want to get information to the people because they satisfied niggas. They satisfied in their ways. They already got what they want. You know what I mean? And that's our major enemy. Our main enemy is the satisfied nigga. That's the one who's stopping us all because he got the keys to the door. He see what it is, and he's not sharing it with the people.
We always welcome our man, free them all. And please go to Showbody's page to find out when that memorial for DBK is going to be held this Saturday, where it's going to be at. Give us your Facebook page, Showbody, any of your social media contact for you.
Yes, sir. Y'all can contact me. Make sure y'all go check out everything, Us Before Me, Civil War 2 on YouTube. We put new videos out every day, every other day. We put out new video, new information
every
for
day.
The land, and we always try. Yeah, yes, sir. We putting it in for the land. Also, check me out as Roosevelt McCray or either Shout Body or Us Before Me. All on Instagram, Instagram Shout Body, Instagram Us Before Me, Facebook Roosevelt McCray, Facebook Shout Body, Us Before Me, and also like I said, Twitter Shout Body. But one more thing. The most important place to catch me is on the block, though, G.
Yes, sir.
I'm out here on these blocks, man. I really don't care about that social media. So y'all catch me on these blocks with the people, baby. You know what I mean? Straight up.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Yes, sir.
That's real talk, man.
Yes, sir.
This brother show button to my like, literally, I don't give, man, what location, where it is, what time of day, man. Man, this brother, man, I'm to my man. In there, I'm to my man, man. I mean, cross. Man, cross state lines, cross street tribe lines, man, whatever it be, man, brother, I'm saying, oh, man, get there. They know a whole bunch of talking. You know what I'm saying? Man, myself up. He come through and said, man, you want to do this here? You got a plan? Well, let me call my manager and let me check in. Yeah. No. Trouble, you got a plan to do this here? Man, the brother
yes,
he's talking about, the video he did with the brothers, DBK, they had done the video. Ain't no guarantee, man. You talking about a case of no guarantee? Tomorrow's just done the video. Just done it, man. Brother gone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro,
Every day we go, man.
He complimented you, big bro. He complimented you out that night. Cause remember he wanted you to be in the video. I mean, I was gonna put you in the video, and he's like, "Nah, man, this ain't for big bro right here. I got something special for him. Keep that footage, bro. Keep that footage, and when you keep that footage, I'm gonna put another video over for him. It's gonna be more powerful. It's gonna be real powerful." And that's what he kept that footage for, bro. And I sent him that footage too, man.
And
he's gonna do something with it.
Hey, that brother, that's real talk. I spoke about this last week, man. During the video shoot, and the brother, man, he said, "Listen," he said, "My brother, I see you familiar who I am." He said, "Man, I'm very familiar who you are." He broke down. I mean, he knew about campaigns we engaged in. He said, "Let me bring them to you. Let me bring them to you. Let me, man. Let me get out there with him." He said, "I'm gonna bring them to you." You know what I'm saying, man?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, don't get the word because it got took down, man. You know what I'm saying? And, man, and that conversation, man, I say, damn, you know.
Right.
I mean, another brother was talking, you know, and I was saying, man, you never these are tough times, man, and everyone should be able to, is what Chairman Fred said, a revolutionary act in their life, you know what I'm saying? And again, you know, this brother, I tell people, I think about examples. I remember we was in Oakland, California, and we was literally talking about here to go touch down with Nipsey Hussle. We'd go follow up with him in regards to his work at the Hampton House. But he got word, you know what I'm saying? Man, got word. I remember that day hearing about him, you know? K. Williams, you know, y'all know, a lot of y'all know him as Omar and the Wire. You know what I'm saying? The project he's in the back. When you rare breeds in particular, our people in general. Every day you hear about, you know what I'm saying? Just getting killed, you know what I'm saying? Every day.
Big Bo.
You know, so down, Big I mean, Bo. One I way or another. I mean, it's like,
Big Bo, I want to answer the question. I want to say this about how my man's
got. Go get his man's time. Seize the time.
How my man's DBK died, man. They, you know, he died, man. He died fighting, man. He got to a fight with a dude. Dude couldn't take the fist fight, and didn't even want to put a gun to him and shoot him, man. You know what I mean? It's like these pussies out here right now, man. They don't know how to use their hands. Their hands pretty, bro. You know what I mean? That's the thing about
that. Was this something on Facebook or something too?
I don't know if it ever got to Facebook, but that's what we got.
Somebody had told me about some similar situation the other day. I ain't know if it was so much. You know what I'm saying? That sound, I ain't know. Keep us, man.
That's how he died, man.
Memorial Saturday, man. We got, you know what I'm saying? You know what we do, man? We gonna do the octopus tactic. You know, we gonna be eight different places at one time. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rest in peace, DBK, man. Love y'all, man. Free them all. Blessings, OG.
Thank you for letting me on the line, man.
And thank y'all for letting me work with y'all. Blessings.
It's an honor. It's an honor. We honored and humble, man. We live with that record on Free Them All Radio, y'all. We gonna talk about this Dave Chappelle piece too before we when we touch down. We start doing these movie reviews. Next week gonna talk about this piece, Ali, Malcolm X and Ali. But we are gonna talk about this Dave Chappelle piece too before we close out. But I'm gonna do some papers, some forms, and that's really, man, today. And just, man, and see politics when you know certain things and the way you see it. People say, like, I don't want to know everything political, and the ruling class knows that. That's why you like with the contradictions at the border. Biden didn't say nothing about getting rid of the police. They recognize the political significance of the horse. See, and people are telling you that the police can ride through in a car with a whip and do all that. That horse dynamic was a blatant contradiction. It could be said, Minister UEP News said we must even politicize the gun. What makes our gun different? See, the way that you can tell what, see, like people try, like the, like it's a politics, your terms, your words. That horse, it was a direct, it's in the South. It's a direct, you know, even, you know what I'm saying, you hear certain language, and that's what the first thing is, okay, man, we're going to get rid of all the horses. Hold on. Them horses ain't get up in the morning and say, man, what you doing, Mr. Ed? Well, I feel like going out here, man, ride down these motherfuckers from Haiti. You know what I'm saying? Lasso on them. Hey, hold on. This script kind of twisted. The horse ain't calling no shot. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. See, all this about, you know, man, it's kind of how you get our community. We got to get rid of guns. Like the guns jumping up on their own. Listen, man. Mother's going to find a way, whether it be, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, listen. Mother's going to find a way. They stabbing people. Listen, you create these. How about this here? How about you turn the news on tomorrow and say, listen, man, capitalism got to go. All these conditions got to go. You know what I'm saying? But they have you in these discouraging futilities. You know what I'm saying? They just say the conditions. And the breed of the conditions. You know what I'm saying? They just say, man. So that's what they said, the horses. So now you done come with the bag, and you say, man, he had them bad horse. What the motherfucker was a pig? What about the pigs? You know what I'm saying? So, again, the politics, man, everything, the words, terms, fashion, how we view it, how it's success, how it's dressed, you know what I'm saying? Like the Panther Party, the programs, how they, it wasn't just no free, oh, my God, here we go again. They press, that's the, ooh. Let me tap out and come, go back in again on Instagram, y'all. Words of Florida heavens on good time. Damn, damn, damn. Get me back on there now. Okay, we tune it back in. Let me know if y'all can hit me on Instagram. Battle. This individual that blew me the other day, right? Just, man, I don't, the work we do, we ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? But, man, Tupac say take this war shit deep. Tupac say take war shit deeply. And we almost come in like this negating, like, you know, and when McCall, I appreciate it, say, man, I know you miss McCall, for, I know you trying to do all this and that, acknowledging it, then you got my ear. When mother come in that class race arrogance, and see, obviously, in their defense, ain't got no frame of reference with what a motherfucking revolutionary is. None. They have no frame of reference. And see, we fighting for a climate where people can understand the dynamics of that. In other words, like, you know, man, the ecosystem is so upset. A lot of cats they can't grasp it. And you know, ain't no cliff notes in club class. Ain't no, well, let me read it to you. They can, let them in, you know what I'm saying? People say, well, I understand. You know, guy told me the other day we were talking about the community refrigerator. Well, my parents was in the civil rights movement. I said, well, mine wasn't. He said, huh? I thought your father was Fred Hampton. No, he wasn't. I said, no, my father was Chairman Fred Hampton. My mother was Deborah Johnson. They wanted no, they wasn't. Mm. So I read it. Yeah, no. You didn't read wrong. You interpreted wrong. That's what you did. Because your frame of reference, you come through the door. Just, you know what I'm saying, slaves that you related to. You got that shit in your wallet, in your photo album. That's, you know what I'm saying? Them pictures of mine, they are pictures of them jail pictures, man. It's a different dynamic. It ain't no Eric. We have to come. See, why you be so passionate? Cause we coming from a deficit. No, I ain't talking about we just black people. I'm talking about those in the valley. We not only gotta challenge the motherfuckers who controlling the heart machine, the weather machine. We gotta challenge the motherfuckers on the mountaintop or trying to be on the mountaintop. We come from the valley. We coming from the Claudette Colvins who refused to get up on a bus seat all the time. The masses. And we got to get clear. It's going to be a clash of the classes that make the clash of the titans like child's play. Y'all get together? No. Cause we ain't all together. No, we ain't. No. Motherfuckers are speaking French in real funny times around here. I went for this forum today. A little paperwork. A lot of people say, why you have to look at, people say, man, even in our community, they say, why, like, guys be riding in the car, the woman, they got to sit back, the woman be in there. And, you know, we acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, who got to make phone calls for us all the time. Stop being honest about this. I mean, I'm going to quote Shakespeare. Maybe I'm going to quote this white cat. Maybe people can relate to that. Shakespeare said, to thine self be true. I mean, motherfuckers selling their children this bullshit and something, you know what I'm saying, getting up from they you know, class reunions. Oh, I made it because I did, blah, blah. You know, I won't talk about the backroom deals that was made, you know what I'm saying. Oh, man, listen. Oh, shock. when you hear these people talk about, like, in the ruling class come out, and it's time to give up expose a contradiction. Oh, I can't believe this is happening in Hollywood. Oh, I can't believe this person was selling drugs. This man, the nature of imperialism. How did this motherfucker get down? Say it once in a while, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be a political agenda, what's going down, whatever, you know what I'm saying, if a new law to be enacted, whatever the case may be. But you be like, man, at least wink your, when they talking to you, you're like, man, could you at least wink your eye like, okay, man, you know this, you know this gig, this, you know this bullshit we running. Motherfucker be going to, like, and like really selling this snake oil. And get passed down to generation after generation after generation. Oh, that organization, they really worked hard together. Oh, my group, you know what I'm saying, we want to do a block. Man, you ain't did nothing. And even when we take credit, like, they did something, that's like Pinocchio telling you he did a good show. Man, who's seeing this white man with the strings in his hand? Basically, it's like, Pinocchio doing so good, you're like, man, Pinocchio might, man, his nose might be growing his own. This group, they grab people, say this your organization, ain't never pulled a hot water over a noodle. That ain't some sort of organizer. Man, be for real. You should have seen the process that they tried to have me engage in for this particular piece of paperwork today. It was, even like, are they trying to make themselves feel important? Just this whole, this simple dynamic, you know what I'm saying? You just, the process and the ruling, like in the penitentiaries, the concentration camps, they had these things called adjustment committees. Listen to the word, adjustment committee. These are like courtrooms inside the prisons. You know what I'm saying? They give you a ticket, a write-up. They got tickets like reckless eyeballing. Yeah, I'm talking now. Right, like now. You look at a guard, reckless eyeballing. This is Sin Treya, Clan Treya, yeah. And you'll go get this ticket, and you'll get there, and it'd be a white racist captain, a Negro lieutenant, male, ain't never in his life had connect with black folks. Ain't never been a, come straight up to my friend Corp, ain't never seen a black horse, let alone a black person. And a female who had disdain for black men is, man, you talking about glaring. Ain't no front to it. And you be like, okay, well, maybe this is how this penitentiary works. Then you go to another place, like, man, I've seen this movie before. You like, man, you like, that's motherfucking, that's Jason. You know what I'm saying? You finna whip your knives out. No, my name ain't no different. No, I seen this same setup, this Three Stooges ass shit. And after a while, you say, wait a minute. Is this, so maybe they lucky, maybe it just happened this way. And what, you say, man, the same psychological profile. We was dealing with our chapter in Brazil. And this lady walked up to us, oh, that's such and such. That's the one who they come sit over here, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Chairman, how you be knowing? Listen, man. This system got slavery so down packed, they figure, why switch it up? Why switch it up? They said, let's get creative. Let's change the name for a minute. What they study us on, in that fact, you control the conditions. You know what I'm saying? In the net, you can get the right circumstance. You feed them up what you want to feed them. You know, how you know that motherfucking shit going to smell like that? Who they control the food. They control the food. Who do you think fed them? Who do you think, man, fed them this, and they fed them this, we're so stuck, we ain't had no colon cleanser. It's stuck in there for generations. All of us passing that shit down from generations. It's just, my PH, where they get that shit from? Well, I came up with it myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you dressed it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You put your own perfume, but that's some shit. That's some bullshit. And we come up and say some bullshit. And at some point, we just say, wait a minute, that's some state shit. They ain't come from no grass-fed one cows. That's some motherfucking, that's some GMO ass shit. Motherfucker telling you, oh, that ain't no organizer. That ain't no motherfucking, that ain't the Black Panther Party. That's some other shit there. Well, no, man, you know, it's brown. It came out of motherfucking rectum. You see certain characteristics. Man, when you gonna come to grips with this here? I hate to be graphic, but these are graphic realities we're dealing with. Man, that what year it was? Remember 2004, 2003, or 2000? I'm on parole to New York. I then got along with a former chief of staff. You know what I'm saying? I say, man, hold on, man. I'm doing the radio program right now. I'm gonna get you back, Vermont. I say, you get word Dave Chappelle is doing this. Dave Chappelle is doing this event, and they don't know where location at. They don't know where nothing's gonna be at. Check in, parole. I'm in New York. Everybody, champ, you don't know where it's at. You know, blah, man, no way. Man, there's a will, there's a way. Night before, Brother Dion, he telling the pill, I get worried about this later. He said, man, I just left Chicago with Champ and Fred. Damn, no sound again? What do y'all miss a beat? Y'all, hey, man. Ooh, hell, Mr. B. Okay, let me know if y'all hear me now. Instagram, back again. I'm trying to set a stage job about this thing in 2003. Ooh, damn, 2003. What is it? This 2021. Damn. This, go check out the Dave Chappelle Block Party if y'all ain't seen that. Oof. So, I'm in New York. I guess it'll be an event going, so I talked the night before my guy Dion. Call in 929-477-3785. Y'all say, y'all start subscribing to the channel. Post it up there. Tell that man. I know it about all. When you go to church, you're like, man, what they Sunday service on? Huh? What? Man, second nature, man. Oh, I hate to sound sacrilegious, man. Revolution, my God damn, you got to be jiving me. Y'all can hear me on Instagram? No. Boy, listen. Man, the Boosie, you talking about they shutting you down? Man, listen, I can't, man. Let me know if they give it. Okay, y'all come on over to this. I guess, see if y'all go to YouTube Live. Everybody, you got to be jiving me. Come on in. You hear me? Okay, right on. Okay. Bring a call in then. Bring a call in. I'll pick back up on this Dave Chappelle thing. Bring a call in. Sister Comrade, bring a call in. You say, what's really bothering me about today? Yeah, man, you go through, you know, it bothers us the people. I don't take nothing personally. I'm a microcosm, you know what I'm saying, what happens to our people, you know what I'm saying? And I say, the government assassinated my father, and the grass, where they take, they come at all our daddies, all our mothers, you know what I'm saying? Shoot them down, punk them out, lock them up. Strip. So I'm just, it's an example of what happens to our people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, and it cuts. But that's not what motivates me either, though. What motivates me is a love for our people. Is this a call in queue?
Grandma, Brother Cameron. Grandma, I'm getting you on Instagram.
Grandma.
So, yeah, you have a sister Deborah with the family of DeMarcus Williams on the line. Grandma.
on Freedom Hall Radio.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. How you doing? Who are we honored to have here?
This is Deborah. I like to say hi to everybody. I'm with DeMarcus Williams. He was my nephew, a.k.a. Butterball.
And for those, you're talking to Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., we're honored to have you here. Bring us up to speed who your nephew is, for those who don't know. Bring us up to speed.
DeMarcus was our, yes, this Deborah. Who else is on here with me? Family, I heard somebody else was at. Is Rose here? Okay, that's Jeanette. Okay, well, this is Deborah. Can y'all still hear me?
We Deborah. Yep.
Okay, DeMarcus Williams, he's a.k.a. Butterball. He's my nephew, 35-year-old out of Haytown, Missouri. He was pronounced dead. We don't know what time or anything like that. He was tased several times, more than he should have been, and we want answers. We want answers.
What state was
that was Haytown, Missouri.
Haytown,
Missouri.
Missouri. That we had the picture of the police on his neck last week on our flyer, and I'll let us know where people can go see that video at. Where he was choked at, and how far is that from St. Louis, or Hyatt, or Missouri? How far is that from St. Louis?
I think it's like 2.5 hours, maybe 2.5-3 hours.
What about Ferguson?
Probably about same amount, 3 hours, maybe. I'm not sure, something like that.
Okay. I need y'all to look at this. Where could people see that video of DeMarcus Williams? Look at, man. We got a clip of it on the flyer last week. The video, where could people, what do they type in? Where do they see that video footage of them choking him? Murdering him. What do they pull up? How do we find that video?
Let me see. I'm not sure because I'm not sure as his auntie. I don't know if his mother, who else is on the line, if they can help you out or anything like that. I'm not sure where you can, how you can get that if you don't already have it.
All right, we'll find this out. Okay. What else I want to ask you? This is brought to our attention that that even the police chief was involved in this. Is any validity to that?
As stated, as I was told, it was the chief was involved. He made the statement, but I don't think she have any type of police report, any type of report. So I'm not sure about that. So I can't really say that. I didn't see any report. We don't have any report.
How big is Hyatt, Missouri? Like, what's the population like? Give us a little insight of somebody can, like, is it rural, city? What is it like? You know, like, I mean, how large is it? The police force, is it mostly white? You know what I'm saying? Some black police? Like, give us a little setting so we can know, like, what we know, like, what we're dealing with. And also, give us a little background on DeMarcus. You know what I'm saying? Tell brother was he? Give us the background on who he was.
Well, my nephew, DeMarcus Butterball, he was a really sweet young man. He was always out trying to make peace with, like, the family, want the family to be at peace. And he spoke the truth. If he encountered with an officer or anything like that, I'm sure he told the truth. He was working. He had a fiance, a baby, a four-month-old baby. And, I mean, he tried to keep peace. Everybody loved him, a very friendly young man, spiritual. And come on, family, let them know how you feel about DeMarcus, whoever is on the other line. Just tell them what you think about it, I guess. Yes.
Lines are open. Welcome, y'all, the family DeMarcus Williams. First of all, Y'all feel, first of all, our condolences, and we listening. We want to know who this brother was. So y'all feel free to jump in with us.
Thank you. DeMarcus Ware. He lived in Haytime, Missouri, and born in Illinois, Cairo, Illinois, and his mom moved city make better. You know, do better for themselves and stuff. She had two boys, two sons, and I mean, we want justice. We don't have any answers. She don't have a lot of answers. She haven't talked to anyone. She don't have a police report. I mean, my sister, she's God has blessed her to be in her state of mind right now, to where she's focused on what she's doing, and trying to get justice for him. She wasn't ready before. I think she's about ready. We're going to have the funeral on Friday. So she's ready, I think, after that to step out. I think she want to walk. I'm not sure when she wants to do this and how, but it's justice for DeMarcus is needed. I mean, we need answers. We need to know something. Nobody's talking to us. Nobody will talk to us. I don't know what. I don't think my sister has talked to any or a lot of people. I don't think she's done that. So we just want it out there that, hey, we want justice. You know, we're not saying that was a racist issue, but we also want to go by what we see. We're going by what we see, and what I see is something that was not done correctly. He was tased more than twice. I mean, he was tased several times. That's not appropriate.
I may have, excuse me, I said, I hate Missouri. But you mentioned he's born in Cairo. So, yeah, actually, ironically, we got a show coming up in regards to a lot of issues that's happening in Cairo. You know, how far is it from Cairo, Illinois?
Like maybe a couple hours. Cape Girardeau is maybe like an hour from Cape Girardeau, if you're familiar with
Okay,
Cape.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a frame of reference. We just got some updates. We got some stats. I got a little feel with it. And so you think the population is about, 2,700.
If you're familiar with Caruthersville, Missouri, it's 10 minutes away from there.
Okay, now I'm not familiar with that. But I'm familiar. You said Cairo, that kind of gave me like a frame of reference, though, when you say Cairo. And they, so Nash is supposed to, we got they say the population that they have here is 37.56% black,
really,
56.6%
white. It's not a real big population. It's a mixture because a lot of people are born and raised in that city, so it's a mixture of that. But I was born and raised there, and I never heard of this happening to anyone, especially not anyone of mine, but, you know, there's things, I don't know what happens. I never encountered anything like this before. And this, the way they handling it is, I didn't think that they would handle it like that. You know, we just wanted the truth, justice. We want peace. We don't want violence, but we want answers.
How old was the Marcus? How old was the Marcus with? How old was
he? He had just turned 35.
Okay. If people, we can get if y'all all right with it, you know, so we get to, I don't know the mayor, I don't know what, you know, what is feeling, just to call, just to ask some questions, what, you know, what happened, what occurred. We get some, you know, some city officials, just some. Call in, just simply asking, you know, what, you know, what's the status, you know, what's the, I mean, how, what have they, what cause of death have they, has the state or, you know, the administration, what cause of death have they said it was?
They didn't say. All I know is that little statement.
Oh,
that
they didn't say nothing.
That the. They said it was under FBI investigation, and that's all we know. We haven't heard anything. She hasn't talked to anybody. They didn't say anything to us. I just know that we got phone calls of cremation of the body because it was too messed up to do an embalming, and it had not even been a week, and we getting phone calls to have a cremation ASAP. So that don't fit right with the family. I'm sorry.
He's cremated?
He should be. I think he was cremated today or yesterday, but we got calls last week to be, when it happened, it wasn't a few days, wasn't even a week, and they were calling to get the body cremated because it was so messed up. So it was not appropriate.
Okay.
We didn't understand, and we still don't understand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let us. We'll definitely get in how we can assist, so, you know, send calls to find out, asking the city officials, so on and so forth, what occurred. We definitely want to be, you know, offer our assistance out, you know, in addition to our condolences. So please keep us updated, you know, since, again, whatever calls we can, you know, we can move, follow up with. And, So are they giving a timeline? And giving a timeline in regards to this open investigation? And has there been a timeline for any response? We got back to you all.
We don't know anything. I know I don't know anything. We don't know anything about that right now. My sister, we've been planning for his funeral. Had to move it a little date up and stuff like that, a closed casket. Because he was cremated, but we just focusing right now. She's focusing on getting him a ceremony, go ahead and get that taken care of. And then, she's really been going through with this situation and how he left her. So.
Okay. All right. Okay. You have our direct contact. Please again keep us updated. We here, you know what I'm saying, the airway is always open for y'all. We here live and direct on Freedom All Radio. You know what I'm saying, and our listeners, viewers, you know, where we can offer. I mean, I don't know what you, like, in legal assistance. We can put a call out, or, you know, should we call officials? So we please keep us updated. You know, yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
Yes, indeed.
We appreciate you announcing that on the air, and that's a little taste of peace, I believe. Butterball would like that, that meaning that's close to justice, a little bit closer anyway. We appreciate that very much.
Again, our condolences, and we here for you. But please keep us posted.
Yes,
it's Wilson or Williams. Just say the name again, please.
DeMarcus Williams.
DeMarcus
Williams.
I Hyatt, Missouri. Yes, indeed.
Yes, Hayti, H-A-Y-T-I.
Hey.
There's a Haiti and there's a Hayti. Hayti.
Yeah,
you familiar with Jones?
Coming up, Jonesville, Arkansas.
Yes, he lived there for a little bit.
How was that connected? You went out. Say it again. How was that connected? Arkansas?
Well, he lived there. He lived in Jonesboro, and he moved to Hayti. So it's in between those areas and around.
Jonesboro, that's in Missouri, too?
It's in Arkansas, but it's like an hour out of.
I got you.
Yes.
Okay. My fault. Understood. All right, so yeah, please definitely keep us posted. Yes, indeed.
Okay, we appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you again. Our condolences. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Live and direct on Freedom Hall Radio, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history. Let's call. We got any more callers in queue?
Remember, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
Free them all. Okay, down to the countdown. I'm going to do this commentary on this. I was a background. But check out, in fact, I'm going to start. I keep saying we're going to do these movies, y'all. I keep saying it. But we're going to do it. I wanted to comment on this piece. In the last piece titled Closure, Dave Chappelle, and I was giving a little background on Dave Chappelle Block Party when one thing is another, you can't make this stuff. Okay, 8 o'clock. I bring a phone, I bring a charger with me. Monday, we're going to have everything set up professionally, studio, all that back up, all that. It's coming. Everything, my backup phone, all that. All that's going to be in, you know what I'm saying, come in 1 minute. So I might lose y'all on Instagram if I ain't get my iPhone charged with me. So I might lose y'all on this. But, yeah, I was just commenting about this piece. I was in the background on those who haven't seen it, go see Dave. I met people who watched Dave Chappelle Block Party and did not see me in there. I'm telling you, man, politics impacts a lot of things, man. Hearing, seeing everything. I'm telling you, it's something, you know. It's really something, you know. And it's, man, sometimes I see, man, the politics, man. I wrote a poem called "It's Ignorance Abyss." I'd be like, man, what if motherfucker didn't know this shit, you know? And the seed stuff without its political significance, you know, what if you just can, I think about even the thing with the horses and, you know, the political is that, I remember, and people can see the same exact thing. I remember we was riding going through California, and rolled past this slaughterhouse. That's what it was. I mean, it was all these cattle everywhere. You know, you could see them corralled in. And you know, if you have no familiarity with farm life, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can just see it, you know. There's one young lady. This is the height. God damn. Man, was my man, this car was more, sound out again. I'm going to put a sign up and say, listen, man, I'm on the Free Them All radio. This man,
even that movie,
American Gangster, the dude's character, Denzel Washington's character, he told Cuba Gooding Jr., hey, man, hold on, man. You messing with a brand. You playing with a brand, man. You can dip out and go get something else. You know what I'm saying? You play people's legacy. That's all we got. So that's the question. The call the contradiction on these other individuals, opportunists. Man, what's the man, call the question. Man, we connected with them. We carried the heat for this. Carried the heat for this legacy. This ain't no phase we going through in our life. People no problem. This ain't no. This is what they call it. This ain't no pop up shop. No Black History Month thing. Because we're not grabbing his name, his legacy. You know what I'm saying? Going through a phase in their life. They get their political muscle. Hold on, man. This series of some people. Have you connected with them? Say no. This ain't no transient 4-hour hotel room. We the ones here when the plumbing go out. When the doors get kicked in. That's us there. Dealing with this heat. Not popping up like no damn costume party playing games with Chairman Fred's name or his legacy. Not how they connected with us. That's the question. It really not a question. We ain't come to grips with this here. Checks and balances. This say it was some petty bourgeoisie or bourgeoisie institution or individual. Oh, we got Obama group, the Obama. Excuse me, President Obama, I was wondering, have you reached out and talked to these, huh? Excuse me? As opposed to, hey, man, you all the dude? Not dude, you know what I'm saying? I know he don't like that, probably trying to stiff dynamic. Listen. I don't make no bones. I'm coming from the masses. And I know a lot of us used to dealing with the masses should just be happy that anybody even mention us. See, you know what I'm saying, a frame up on a case or some slander. Just be happy they said your name. No. Man, it is here. We come from a cloth. No respect, no rap. That's party line. That's Pat the Cub part. No respect, no rap. So this energy, go on their podcast, go on their group, call, question them, bombard them. Keep on asking them. Front them up. And then watch. Watch and see who still attracts to it. Then go back and have a conversation with yourself. Pull yourself to the side. You ain't like Alcoholics Anonymous say, get up in public. Yes, I'm John. Come on. Go to yourself and say, self, what was in me that attracted to this? What logic did I get with this here? When this man, you know, it's blatantly this legacy. This was canon on. This was when he come down to this one. When they said the Angel of Rocker tour to kick in the Hampton House doors. When the attacks coming down on the Black Panther, this clearly catching the heat. Clearly out there got dirt up under their cleats and going on the football field. Then I come outside and they're at the tailgate party, news camera talking to some people who ain't never even. Been closer to Chili's than in the bleachers. Hey, the football, imagine you watching the football. You watched the Raiders game the other day. Imagine you come back, you turn the news on. My team won. That's good. Let me call everybody. Let's sit back and watch what happened at the game. Imagine this. You turn the TV on the news. You turn the news on. Say, man. We come back after this commercial break for coverage about today's great football game. You sit back, you know, you got your little the popcorn, whatever, your pieces, whatever. Damn. So, oh man, what's gonna be something else? No, okay. So, Mr. Allen, Woody Allen, when that receiver that clinch, that last pass, how did it feel when you sitting there watching this? You're watching this now. So you try to adjust you plan the TV show. You're like, man, they got on the damn movie channel. They got Woody Allen. You see, now you're a tour, you're with your lady. Who messed troll? What you mean? I'm trying to watch the coverage from a football game. They tell me they got Woody Allen on. So Woody Allen, so how do you feel when this the clock winding down? You know what I'm saying? When it get, you confusing the motherfucker. How you think the Cubs and the Black Panther, all this struggling going down, cases, Agent Ibaka tours, tax and slander going down? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, man? Banks, somebody's going to take the house that Chairman Fred grew up in. Trying to organize funds, get down to Louisiana. I know family trip. I don't know. There ain't no vacation. To take some supplies, some food, some sanitary napkins down to Louisiana. Then go ahead and pay an outstanding bill to help the tombstone on Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? And you pop up. So what about this group here? You know, how do they feel? Excuse me? What part did I miss? Oh, we got to all come together. Oh. No, not watch. I know, we done cooked down to time. I know I get the cover. Come up out of here in a minute. I'll tell y'all what this is, how we're going to do this here. We're going to come up out of here. We need water donations. We need water donations. We're going to take water down to Statesville. Ain't no water now. Man, ain't no big speech. I can't explain this. Can't make this shit no more plainer. Water. What did they do? You know what I'm saying? Like the arson, murder. No water. Well, let's do a study and figure out how long they go. Water. This man, water. He's taking water down the state field. We also need donations, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're getting up making some trips down there, you know what I'm saying, to Louisiana. Y'all hit Cassandra Gridley's page and also hit our page. Y'all do whatever Cash App, $ save the Hampton House. Don't forget to also the donate button. This cat know I'm doing. I'm really getting offended. These people who pose know what I do. New York, it's like, man, it's some people in my community, brothers who I know. Man, I know what Ramadan is. I know what it is. I fine tune myself. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hold on, man. We ain't going to eat on that certain. You know what I'm saying? On that certain deal. You know, out of respect for them, I'm starting to get offended for some of these cats. You know what I'm saying? With Tupac, the record smile, Tupac and face, you ain't got a brother, but please respect it. We had it so cold in the penitentiary, the concentration camp. We had a martyr of the month each month. We shut the chain, ain't nothing moving. Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, nothing moving. Man, them Northsiders, it's equivalent to the Aryan Brotherhood. Them raised white boys going in their cell, locked them doors. They knew what time, before we even spent political education class time, you know what they on? A respect. You ain't got a brother, but please respect it. Free my radio time. See? My sound go out every time they call in. They don't think, see what I'm saying? Well, you ain't doing no damage. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole other discussion, y'all. We're going to cover from out of here, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in next week again. We're going to be at the Hampton House. Okay, well, come on. Okay, you look. Okay, come on down. Get on down. Bring the water. We need the water over there. At the Hampton, we get on that bus up. We get that bus. Saturday, we doing a cleanup at the Hampton House. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Doing a cleanup over there. We get ready for October 15th. You know what I'm saying? Man, then we go to Louisiana after that. You know what I'm saying? I got to confirm it. You know what I'm saying? I got to confirm with our system and our people. You know what I'm saying? We going to see what the chairman. Yeah, we fighting for the unborn living and dead. We are fighting for the unborn living and dead. You know what I'm saying? So come and take us on up out of here. Okay.
Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets, we don't be knowing the pain we can cause. This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, man. I'm just saying this white man's world. It's all, yeah. For all those times that I met.
twisted up in prison, our mission. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls inside the cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. And all the rest of to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him, is that heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when a son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, but some check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
Born black, in this white man's world. Direction in the blink of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not going wild, why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Natasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. But we make it to better times in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that. In this white man's world, they can't stop us. We've been here all this time, they took us out. They can never take us out.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers
for the real citizens of this nation.